Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
It's You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
The terrific Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, you here with us on the BetQL Network. Oh, it's just an amazing first 2 hours of the show. Duh, just the best. A lot of NBA in the first 2 hours, as you might imagine this time of year. Really good stuff with Matt Moore last hour, breaking down the NBA playoffs. Ken giving you passionately saying why he likes the Denver Nuggets to take down the Minnesota Timberwolves in the second round series, which tips off on Saturday from Mile High. Field Yates joined us in the first hour of the show, talking NFL draft, giving us some fantasy football takes as well as we head into the NFL season in a couple months. We will get the same thing from Evan Silva from Establish the Run when Evan joins us in 40 minutes on the show. Always love having Evan Silva on You Better You Bet. All of our bets for tonight, next hour, final hour, power hour of the show. We'll also get to the NHL action from last night, spinning that forward, and we'll play a new edition of NHL Trivia with Ken Barkley next hour on the show. Ken 0-for-1, by the way, in NHL Trivia. So chance to get back on the board.
I got the two tough ones, too. I didn't get the starter, but I got the number 2 and 3 goalie in your Vancouver question from yesterday. I had to say, no partial credit, though, unfortunately.
I think we need to work something trivia-related into the show every day.
Okay. We have an update on Porzingis, because we did it last segment.
What do we got?
Ruled out for game 5. Duh. And a right soleus strain, which could
That's
be
what Giannis has, right?
Yeah. It reminds me of Giannis, because with Giannis, the first thing was, did he tear his Achilles? And then they were like, no, it's this other thing. It's totally cool.
No, that's
cool.
Exactly Giannis's injury. Yeah. Can you guys look that up? Yeah. Like Alex looked that. This is the Giannis injury. The same injury then, right?
And I wonder, is that the same injury like Durant, that where then he tried to play and then he tore his Achilles? Is it like that same one too?
In 19?
In the finals against Toronto?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Right. Because I feel like I felt like all these were linked together. But we'll get to the bottom of it a little bit. So yeah, Porzingis out. You shouldn't expect to see him this series. You shouldn't expect to see him next series. And much like how people wonder if Giannis is going to come back for the Bucks either, I guess, tonight, but really game 6, game 7, if we have those games, you know, I think have that timetable for Porzingis. That puts you, you know, conference finals, NBA finals. That puts you probably in that neighborhood.
Yeah, it's a Giannis with he has the Giannis injury. So I think we can like pretty safely. And Giannis has been Wolverine at times, you know, because he's got huge claws. Also, he heals really fast. And Porzingis has not been known to do that throughout his career. So I think we can safely rule Porzingis out for next series, where Boston will beat either Cleveland or Orlando. And if you're Boston, the goal will be to get Porzingis healthy for the Eastern Conference Final. Probably against my Knicks, but I guess it doesn't have to be the Knicks. And we'll give our bets for the Knicks and Sixers next hour, final hour, power hour of the show. But for now, do some National Football League. I'm really excited to get into this today, and we'll do the NFC tomorrow. So the point of this is to kind of identify now, we're coming out of the draft, and for the most part, we know what teams are. There will still be some signings that are made, some cuts after June 1st, etc. But for the most part, like the guts of these teams, we know what it is. We know what the coaching staffs are going to be, and we can start to project how we think things are going to go this season. So it's April. So this is a big time pencil, not pen exercise. I will reserve the right to change my mind as soon as next hour, tomorrow. And I'll speak for Ken, like same thing. We reserve the right to change our minds. But the idea was, let's play out right now how we think the playoffs are going to go in the AFC and the NFC. So who will the seven playoff teams be in the AFC? What would the matchups be on wild card weekend, divisional weekend, championship Sunday? Who represents the AFC coming up in the Super Bowl? We can have like a point spread conversation of some of these games also. It's like, what would we make it? What would we want to bet if we get there? I think it'll be really fun. So I don't know if you did like your divisions in order. I did. So we can start there if you'd like, or you can just give us like your four division winners and three wild card teams.
Divisions in order. Oh, you mean like 1 seed, 2 seed, 3 seed, 4 seed? Is that like how you mean?
Oh no, I did like or... so East. So like my East, I went 1 through 4, like Patriots and last, et cetera.
Yeah, I didn't really want to think about like that the Patriots were going to come in last. That didn't seem like as opposed to who's going to make the playoffs. It's worth, but I'm interested to hear yours now that you put in all that effort. That's great. I think worth noting just as like a. Because you might hear this and be like, oh, they're crazy, or oh, that sounds really chalky, or whatever. The market expected 7 teams. So I'll do this just in terms of price to make the playoffs, keeping in mind like division winners are a part of that too. So Kansas City, this would be like if the market's most likely teams all made it. Kansas City, Baltimore, Houston, Buffalo. Are your division champions. If you go by to make playoff price, they're in that order, but that's not what to make playoff price is, because that's how difficult your division is. And then your wildcard teams, Cincinnati, Miami, and the Jets. Those are your those would be your 7 teams. I think people hear that and they go, oh, that makes a lot of sense. Teams not included in that. Chargers, Jags, Browns, Steelers would be like your 4. Most notable omissions, I think. I don't think I've missed anybody. And you end up with 3 AFC East teams making it, and I think everybody thinks that division's going to be really tough this year. It's one of the reasons why the Patriots are so obviously in last, because the other 3 teams seem like they're really good. So just figure like that's how the market sees it right now, with Kansas City obviously basically the co-favorite at this point to win the Super Bowl and the favorite to win the AFC.
Let me ask you this question to start with, and we're going a little out of order here because I guess like we should do AFC East first, you know, sequentially. But I want to ask you about the AFC South first, actually, because okay. I was texting with some of our buddies, friends of the show, Pete Prisco, Will Brinson, Jamie Eisenberg today, and I asked them this question. So we were going to talk about it on the show, just like want to hear smart people I respect, like on like what do they think? Who do you guys think is going to make the playoffs in the AFC? How do you think like the divisions are going to shake out? And a lot of different opinions as it concerns the AFC South, where I really think you could create... Now, if the Texans were to come in last, it would mean like Stroud got hurt. They're not coming in last if Stroud plays all 17 games. But couldn't you see a scenario where the Titans... like isn't there like a run out where the Titans win the AFC South? Where the Colts win the AFC South? Where the Jaguars win the AFC South? I think that division is and the AFC North, you can make this case also, where you can actually say and make a legitimate case for any one of the 4 teams in the division, like, and actually winning. Like, they all have the upside to actually win the division. So I want to start with this. Did you go Houston, or did you go with another team to win the AFC South?
Well, I mean, I'm glad this is, like, a separate question. Like, I have Houston just because I think it's the most likely thing. But that's not a betting conversation. That's just who's the most likely winner of the division, right? Houston's almost like an even money favorite to win the AFC South. I think they are the most likely winner. I do, even with a brutal schedule. I think, but I don't think it's by a lot. I mean, I think there's a way for Jacksonville to win. There's a way for Indianapolis to win. Tennessee winning requires a little bit more of a leap of faith than the other 3 teams winning, but still within like a realm of possibility. You have a second year quarterback with a bunch of upside and a first year head coach who like used to run a really
and
crazy,
the coach
awesome
of the year.
Offense. Yeah, man, maybe the coach of the year. I don't know. Big price if people want to bet that with Callahan. So I think like, look, which division could you see the last place team winning or the 3rd place team winning a little more than another division? You know, I think you pick this one before you'd pick, you know, the NFC West, for example, or something like that, where it's like, is Seattle going to win the NFC West a lot or something like that? So I agree. I picked Houston. Now I have Houston as the 4 because I think their schedule is so difficult. The likelihood that they get a really big time record is very low. But I think the easiest long shot case to make isn't Jacksonville. It's the Colts because of the schedule. I mean, their unique games that the other 2 teams don't share are Denver, the Giants and Pittsburgh, and I like Pittsburgh, but like Denver and the Giants, like yuck, maybe for a couple games. That's Indianapolis. Meanwhile, it's like, oh, who does Houston have? Well, they have Baltimore, Kansas City, and Dallas. They got, oh, those teams. So just, you know, like it is a little bit of a break, but Houston's better. So I still have them winning, but I think that's a market that I think you could bet into even before the season. And you're essentially fading an even money favorite who had like a breakout season, hasn't shown any consistency to do it. Cause like, how could they? It's the first year. And so the idea that they're just going to do it again against a really brutal schedule is probably something you want to play against.
All right, so give us the rest of your playoff teams in the AFC and how you have the seeding shaking out.
Yeah, sure. So one seed Kansas City, and I actually think, so two things actually help this. One, I think the Raiders and the Broncos are both going to be brutal. And if that's true, then like AFC West, like whatever, even if the Chargers are good, just like increases Kansas City's ability to be the one over a team from the AFC North or even a team from the AFC East. So I wouldn't be surprised. I know they did not win as many games last year. I think that was last year the fewest games they'd won with Mahomes as the starting quarterback, right? Where they went 11, something like that. But we're used to a certain level of standard of excellence with that team for sure. And we didn't get it last year. It's one of the reasons why they weren't the one in Baltimore was, but, I could see like a monster kind of a regular season here and maybe the offense kind of getting back a little bit to what it was before. We'll see. Could be wrong. Kansas City one, two. I actually think Houston's the four, which we did already. 2-3 is really like, I could put like seven different teams in both of these
tough,
spots,
right?
And feel totally fine about it. It's really like, do I want to do the content thing or do I want to do the like, well, maybe probability by a little bit. I put Cleveland as the North winner, and I could have put Baltimore and totally felt fine about it.
Or Cincy.
Yeah. I think, look, to be fair, Pittsburgh is the least likely of the four to win the division. It's just by how much. That's what you have to try to figure out. I have Cleveland. I just think, like, the coach quarterback combo, but also like all of the games lost to injury last year. We did this on the show 16 different times, so maybe I don't need to belabor it. But just I think Cleveland's roster has like maybe like the most upside of any roster in the league, especially with how many injured players they had last year, and they were still able to win all the games that they were able to win. So I have that. And then AFC East winner, I think, is also really interesting. So I have the Jets right now with like very little confidence. And you and I have talked about this enough. I am worried we're going to end up with the same seven teams, but I have Chiefs one. Yeah, we do the show all the time. Like we're never going to be different and stuff like this. It's just kind of the way it goes, which is totally fine. Wild card, maybe. Chiefs one, Cleveland two. We also did a segment a month ago where I said Browns Chiefs was my AFC championship game, but like Chiefs one, Browns two, Jets three, Texans four. I'm guessing that's the same four division winners that you have.
No.
Oh, South winner. You have somebody different, probably.
And I have the Bengals right now winning the AFC North.
Okay.
And totally I have a different possible. South winner.
Who you got for the South? Jacksonville? Because we talked about yesterday.
Jacksonville. Yeah.
Sure. I mean, there's an upside case for Indy. You just, it's again, like, what is the average?
Whale talked about it while you were on vacation. Yeah. Whale came on the show and made that exact case while you were in Disney.
Yeah. The guy who didn't play last year, what if he plays every game and the coach is actually like one of the best coaches, which he is. And the schedule is easier than the two teams ahead of them in terms of the market. Like it's pretty easy. It's like pretty easy to get there. Now, when Anthony Richardson's out in week two, he'll feel pretty stupid for not batting the other teams. But yeah, this is the way it goes. So,
when he can't get the ball in from the goal line against Jacksonville in week one to cover our bet.
I don't want to talk about that game anymore. What were your four seeds? What were the 1, 2, 3, 4, like that order?
I think the upside for the Jets is to have like an absolutely nuclear regular season. So for now, sure. And there's a little bit, and I will acknowledge this, there's a little bit of content involved in this, but I also could see it happening. It's April. Jets is my one seed.
Oh.
Chiefs is the two. Bengals is the three. The Jaguars as the four. And my wild card teams, Buffalo is the five. The LA Chargers is the six. and the seventh and final playoff team, C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans.
That's pretty close to mine. I didn't go content crazy. I could put the Steelers in and just sell it as like, this is my thing, but I don't think they're one of the most likely seven. I think they're like eighth or something. And they're one of the most like, you know, they're at price they're, they can make it in. So, I have Buffalo as the five. Also, I have Baltimore as the six and the Chargers as the seven. So I don't have Cincinnati in the playoffs and I don't have Miami in the playoffs.
I also don't have Miami in.
Which is like pretty crazy because they're, you know, like really good at football.
Like, can they beat good teams? I guess that would be my question. Like, can they get it? They still haven't done it.
This is the and are they better than they were last year?
I'd say no, because their two best pass rushers are coming off like devastating injuries.
Right. I agree. I mean, defense, who knows? I think it's a who knows kind of a thing. But people get an idea for how tough the AFC is going to be this year again.
And I think the Ravens are going to... We did this a little bit yesterday. Not that they're definitely going to miss the playoffs. I don't think they're going to be close to as good as they were last year. On the other side, we'll play out how we see the AFC playoffs, you know, playing out.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. On the BetQL Network.
You're going to say, like, you know, what about a weapon? What about offensive linemen? We look at as weapons. That group, when we talk about attacking, we talk about attacking on offense, offensive line is the tip of the spear.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
The voice of Los Angeles Chargers head coach and former Michigan Wolverines head coach. Shout out to them winning the national championship. Jim Harbaugh, just an electric quote after they drafted Joe Alt with the fifth overall pick. The offensive line, the tip of the spear. Evan Silva joins us in 20 minutes, talking all things National Football League coming out of the NFL draft. But for now, Ken and I will play out the AFC playoff bracket. Now, before we do this, starting with the wild card round, I'm going to assume, and you don't have to reveal whether or not you have the Chiefs winning the AFC here and advancing to the Super Bowl for the 384th consecutive year. If you were to pick a team other than Kansas City right now, Ken, to win the AFC, who would it be and why?
Well, I'll start by saying I don't even want to because I think they're just going to win. If I was going to do so, God, there's even like some historical parameters around this. Teams I'd consider Baltimore, but I think they made it, they'd lose to somebody. So could make it, but I don't see them as a winner. Buffalo, same problem. I don't think they'd get there.
And psychologically scarred, just, also both those teams.
This is what I was talking about before, though, when we did like Super Bowl futures and matchups and stuff. Like, I'd rather bet both Mahomes and someone new rather than bet a bunch of the somebody old cast of characters. Like, I'd rather bet Stroud or Jordan Love. Or whatever the hell the Steelers are gonna do, or like whatever. I'd rather bet that than like the guys who just lose all the time in the playoffs. Like, you know, here's Lamar and Josh Allen and Tua and like all these guys. It's like, nah, like I'm good on all that. And be like, well, what about Burrow? Be like, Burrow's problem, I think, is the team sucks. Like, I think the Burrow's problem is he's awesome and the team's just not that good. I mean, sorry, like, I just don't think they are. I think their metrics bear that out, actually. And we'll see if they can keep everybody together here, too, with all these trade requests and how unhappy everyone is. And you did a good job detailing that last week. Like, yes, if he got to the game and the game mattered, he can go toe-to-toe with Mahomes, like we've seen it. They get into the game, they make in the playoffs. Like, I don't know. I don't know about that.
What about
Rodgers? Right, so I'm getting to, like, all right, if you're going to pick a... like a conference champion that's not Kansas City, you could definitely pick the Jets. I think Houston is one of the easiest cases to make. Like, super young, up-and-coming team, very talented, like, roster's awesome, quarterback might kind of be, like, that guy. In a different way, Cleveland is a case to make, but you need the quarterback to revert back to being kind of how we feel about Stroud right now. And, you know, like, so it's just, I'd rather have, like, that kind of upside if I'm selling someone who's not, again, who's not the Chiefs. This isn't, their teams are going to beat the Chiefs. I don't think anyone's going to beat the Chiefs, not this year at least. And, you know, you're talking about second place, basically, or a team, you know, a team who's going to make it instead. Okay. Yeah, Houston or the Jets or Cleveland. I'd rather, if we're talking about to win the Super Bowl, would rather take a shot with somebody like that, or sorry, to make the Super Bowl, than the guys who just never do it and are really low priced too. Like, those all just seem like terrible bets.
All right, so your top four seeds, KC 1, Browns 2, okay, was the KC and JoJo. Getting all my life. KC 1, right. Cleveland 2, Jets 3, yep. Texans 4. Yep. Your 5, 6, and 7 were Buffalo, and what were 6 and 7, yep. Please?
Baltimore 6, Chargers 7.
Yep, and Baltimore 6, Chargers 7. Okay, so that would create first-round playoff matchups for you. These are, wow, I love this. Chargers at Browns in the 2-7. We would have.
Do you want to fill them out as we go, or do you want to take our time here? I can, as you read them off, I can fill out who I've got too.
Sure. So Chargers at Browns in the 2-7.
Browns hosting the game. This is the, like, the Chargers are on their way, but they're not there yet. They're just not ready yet. Game, and the Browns advance.
Okay. What point spread of the game?
Cleveland. 3.5.
I was going to say, it's good, like 3.5 or 4. Okay, so Browns. Okay, 3-6. Ravens. Oh, man. Ravens at Jets.
Jets, like a really small favorite. And
1.5.
Rodgers is, and the Ravens advance.
Okay, so Ravens advance. And then Bills at Texans. Is Buffalo favorite?
Like pick or like something, Bills really small number, and Houston wins and McDermott gets fired.
I think like some Bills fans are like, oh man, that sucks, we lose again. And other Bills fans are like, yes, finally, like, get this guy out of here, please. Okay, so now this would create second round matchups, right? Hey, Ravens fans, guess what you get? Another trip to get the Chiefs again. You would get at Chiefs, and you would get, a rematch of last year's wild card game, except this time, presumably with Deshaun Watson and not Joe Flacco, because, you know, he's on the Colts. Ravens at Chiefs, Texans at Browns in the divisional round.
Yeah, Kansas City and Cleveland both winning those. They'd both be hosting those games. I would bet Kansas City home against Baltimore, or not. I would bet that they would win a home game against Baltimore. And then, yeah, it's funny, cause I tried to be really open-minded about Cleveland here, despite what I did a month ago, and it just, the way this broke for them, I was like, oh, I guess I didn't intend to have them at the end, like against Kansas City for sure. And just the way that the bracket broke, I'd be like, I think they beat the, you know, even if like you don't like Deshaun, or you think even if you don't like him as a player and you don't think that they're like likely to be this amazing team, if it's like a not quite ready Chargers and then Houston and Cleveland hosts the game, now they're in the championship game all of a sudden. I mean, that's how it happens. It doesn't have to be, they avoided, they avoided Kansas City. They avoided some of the other teams since he didn't make it in this exercise. So that's just how I end up having them there. So yeah, Kansas City hosting the Browns is my championship game.
And then you have Kansas City winning the AFC championship game and Connelly in the Marty Schottenheimer Bowl.
Like, God rest his soul.
And Chiefs are a what point favorite in that game against Cleveland?
I think the Chiefs are going to be awesome this year. 6-7.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe consider betting Cleveland in the game to cover if it's going to be that big a number.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think the Chiefs are going to be this year? I mean, Snead trade, sure. Offense, like, almost has to be better. Like, we'll see what happens with, like, Rashee Rice, too, I guess. We, like, need to know the answer to that little bit, but.
And Eager, when he was on with us yesterday, I think the worst case scenario, and I don't know what's like legally how this is going to play out. Assuming he doesn't go to jail, Eager kind of threw out if he's suspended for 8 games. It feels like 8 games is, and I could be way wrong on this, it feels like 8 games is like the max that that would be. Maybe it's the whole season. Maybe he goes to jail. I don't know. I think that come playoff time, they'll have the 3 wide receiver set is going to be Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown, and Xavier Worthy with Travis Kelce. Like the and Pacheco, who's like
and the
who's
offensive
insane.
Line. Yeah. Right.
And they took that and Juwan Taylor was like the weak link on the offensive line this past year. Right. Like they drafted I don't know how to pronounce the guy's like Kingsley, like Sumalatalo from BYU. And I haven't watched him play once. Dun dun dun. Everyone says that he's gonna like step in and be like day one starter protecting the blind side and gonna be great. I don't know who he is. I'm just saying this is what really smart people play. Yeah, man, like they're gonna be awesome. I think, you know, we just talked about this with the Nuggets. It's like 50 Shades of Grey, like 50 reasons I'll construct for the Chiefs to possibly lose. Like, here's how the Chiefs don't get there. Is if, like, Stroud, like, they play Houston and Stroud has a nuclear game. Like, that's how it happens. They play Herbert and
Herbert has a nuclear game. They played Josh Allen last year at a nuclear game. Well, the Bills running game had a nuclear game, I guess. But with Josh Allen orchestrating it. They played teams where the quarterback has gone nuts. Yeah, true. Good point. Like, they played games where that's happened. So Kansas City last year.
And to be fair, should have lost to Buffalo in the 13 seconds game, lost to Cincinnati, could have lost to Cincinnati again. So, yeah, like, Kansas City is the best team, but it's not insane to think that, like, Stroud could go to Arrowhead and, like, out-duel Mahomes, but play well enough to win the game and they could win the game. That's how it happens, I think.
Yeah, and look, it can happen. Like, would you bet on it? And then with who? And then as you're clicking that button, isn't there a part of you that's just like, well, isn't this just a huge waste of time?
Yes, definitely.
And the funny thing is, like, a lot of people talk about the Chargers this year, like it's going to be this multi-year process, and you know maybe they don't make the playoffs this year, or it's not going to be fully formed yet. And I got to be honest, like that's the perfect timetable, because like why the hell would you want to be fully formed this year? You won't win. Next year you could be fully formed and then see what the Chiefs roster looks like then. And like, that's the time to go get them, you know, or 2 years when Kelce retires, when this contract runs out, whatever it's going to be. So just like, you know, like, it's just, I think it's okay to retool this year and not be fully formed. I just, okay. Like in like one of the worst teams Mahomes ever quarterbacks, offensive DVOA 8th, defensive DVOA 7th, maybe with Snead not there, the defense takes like a small step back. Still, like, the column 10th, column whatever, maybe it's not quite as good. The likelihood the offense is 8th, or 7th, or 6th, or if it is, like, really low. Like, a split next year of, like, 1st and 10th would make a lot of sense. Or 2nd and 10th, and Mahomes gets back to, like, the statistical accomplishments that he was doing a couple years ago. Okay, then, like, what are we doing? Again, the tone I did with the Nuggets, I don't want to do again. I don't even like that tone. But just, it's, you know, like, it's very likely to happen.
Power rank the top 3 teams that could go into Arrowhead and win in January in the AFC.
Not, like, most likely to get there, just could win the game.
Absolutely, yes.
Cincinnati's got to be one of them because Burrow's done it. And I don't think they're going to be good. I don't think they're going to get to the game. But if they got there, you would at least believe going into the game that they have a chance to win. I don't know who the hell second is.
Is Houston second?
Like, Houston would only be second if you hated everyone else. Because it's not really about liking Houston. Like, what did you... Like, you loved... Like, not what you saw last year is like an upside and they win these games and they win these awards. Like, they're going to win that game? Like, that game? Can I make a case for, like, somebody other than them?
Jets?
I don't think Cleveland can win the game. I think the Jets coaching staff's got no shot in that game.
It's never Buffalo. It's never Baltimore. It's never Miami.
No.
It's no, but is it no Jacksonville?
Could the Steelers ever win the game?
No.
Maybe. What if Fields wins MVP? Do they win the game then?
Can I tell you a story?
Could the Chargers win the game?
No, not this year.
Right. So it's like the Bengals, except I think they suck and they're never going to get there.
Can I tell you a story? You said like, well,
is it about
well,
how the
maybe.
Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl? Is that kind of that kind of story?
When I interned at WFAN in 2003, I had to like cut tape. So at the time it was the New Jersey Nets. For people that remember, it's when the Nets were really good. Like they went back to back NBA Finals when Kidd was the point guard with Kerry Kittles and Keith Van Horn, etc.
Back to back finals.
And Kenyon Martin.
Completely trucked.
Got trucked by the Lakers and the Spurs, but we digress. And I used to have to cut tape from New Jersey Nets practice on like what was called DATs, like DATs. That's what these things were called at the time. And there was a Kenyon Martin like media scrum, and I remember cutting it and listening to like the raw audio. And a reporter asks Kenyon Martin something to the effect of like, "What if this happens?" And I don't even remember what. It doesn't matter. What if this happens? And Kenyon Martin goes, and I can't see this, it's just audio, but I picture Kenyon Martin like looking at the reporter like, "You're an idiot." And he goes, "What if, what if a mother effing nuclear missile hit this building right now? Then what? What if?" That was the cut. So you go to me, what if the Steelers? And I want to go like, what if a nuclear missile hit the building right now? I don't know.
I don't know. What if? You tell me, what if? Yeah, just and people might be like, no, like it's just, well, that's a boring conversation. Like, really, it's just the Chiefs again. Like, I, you know, sometimes with this stuff, I want to be like, yeah, do you want like the great 60-second soundbite, or like, do you want to bet on the actual winner?
Do you want to win money?
Want to bet on that? Yeah, or just not even win money, because you could bet like a big price and get to the game and hedge. Like, there's a lot of ways to win money. You could trade stuff, but just like if the goal is to actually bet on the team that's going to win, then the Chiefs have to be not just a part of this conversation, AFC and Super Bowl. They have to dominate the conversation, and it has to be like, do you dare bet someone that's not them in addition to betting them? You're betting them. Are you betting anyone else? Like, that's the way Super Bowl futures conversations have to be this year. You're betting Kansas City. Who else do you want to bet with them? Or is the answer no one else?
So is it, if Cincinnati's the first choice just because of their playoff success, is the second choice the Texans, the Jets, or the Chargers? Or the Browns? Or the Jaguars,
it's the Texans,
I guess,
or the
Jets.
I think it's Texans or the Jets, I guess. I don't think the Texans can ever go there and win that game this year. I just don't see that.
How angry are like Bills fans right now? Really? Like we can never do it? Yes.
Hey,
sorry,
guys, we got pretty close. Excuse me.
All right, I'll give you my AFC playoff bracket in the final hour of the Power Hour, but we'll close hour number three coming up next, talking all things NFL with our good friend Evan Silva from Establish the Run.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network. Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Final segment for us today on Stadium. So if you're watching on Stadium, you want to check out the final hour of the Power Hour, head on over to Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL, which will feature all our bets for tonight in the NHL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball. And we'll continue filling out our AFC playoff brackets. NFC coming up tomorrow on the show as we try and answer the question like, hey, if it's not the Chiefs, who could it actually be next year in the AFC? But that's all coming up next hour on the show. Joining us right now, though, to wrap up hour number three, one of our absolute favorites, and he and his website Establish the Run have been pumping out tons of great content, of course, with the NBA, and we have Mike Gallagher on the show all the time, but tons of great content centered around the NFL draft, like recapping, you know, the draft for each of the 32 teams. Lots of great fantasy football content coming out as well. And I really love that stuff. So always love welcoming to the show our friend Evan Silva from Establish the Run and one of the co-hosts of the ETR NFL podcast on Twitter at Evan Silva. My friend, welcome back to You Better You Bet. It's your pals Nick and Ken. How have you been?
I'm doing a lot better now. I mean, it's really fun, but it's a lot of work. And like, I don't sleep very much, so I just popped some melatonin last night around 7 a.m. or 7 p.m. and slept until like 10 a.m. today. And like, I'm actually feeling great right now, but it's a grind. But I mean, it's obviously fun. I'm not complaining, but it's a grind.
And it, Nick's about to have a kid. He will get used to the melatonin age, which is like kids are really hyped up right now. Yeah, just make him a little melatonin. It's like, yeah, we'll just put him to bed. Let's make it an easy night. Let's grab a bottle of wine. Nah, it's cool. I'm a good parent. Evan, you said it was hard work, the NFL draft, like putting all your stuff together, your grades. I think we'll get to some of your grades in a second. Just one question, like, I'm not, you know, if it went great, if it went horrible, whatever. Like, what was one thing you got right on the NFL draft betting wise, and maybe one thing that you like maybe can't believe you got wrong, or like were really confident in that didn't work out, kind of a plus and minus from an event that you admittedly worked really hard on?
Yeah, you guys did not have me on before the draft, and I was kind of like I was kind of a little bit surprised, but I'm now glad, because I really did not have a great draft from a betting standpoint. One thing I did get right was Brian Thomas going like fairly significantly over his draft prop, which at one point I think was 15.5, and he wound up going 23rd. And I was all over the over on that one, because I had heard early in the process before it had gotten out that he had a torn labrum in his shoulder, and that kind of eventually trickled out. And you saw his draft prop get down, I think 19.5, but either way, the over on that hit pretty squarely. And then we had Adam Schefter. I'll pass the buck on Adam Schefter here. We had Adam Schefter on our podcast maybe a week or a week and a half before the draft, and he was big on A.D. Mitchell going ahead of where consensus had him. And his draft prop was like 27.5, and I was pounding the under on that, and obviously he went way over. I think it went 52nd to the Colts. So – it was a tough one. I think the in 2021 and 2022 I crushed it, and these last 2 years I made a little bit of money. Last year, this year I lost a little bit of money.
Well, we did have Established the Run represented on the show. Had our mutual friend, and also taught our guy Tyler Morales in high school. Tyler's been on our show for since 2019. Yeah. It's a true story in New Jersey. Our mutual guy, the great Anthony Amico, did come on You Better You Bet a couple times, representing Establish the Run, talking all things betting on the NFL draft. Evan, let's get to like betting season long stuff, thoughts on like teams drafts in a second. But selfishly, I think you and I have known each other for a while now. You know, I love fantasy football. I'm fascinated by your answer to this question. You know, if we take the top three receivers out of the mix for the answer, and I asked Field Yates earlier in the show this question, his answer was Ladd McConkey for the Chargers. So if the answer can't be Harrison, Neighbors, or Odunze, a skill position player, running back, receiver, or tight end that you are really, really excited for this year in fantasy, prop betting, etc., who is it and why?
I would actually say that I'm not that excited about Ladd McConkey. We're having Field on Thursday, so I'll get to argue with him a little bit. I love the landing spot for Brian Thomas. I mean, you have the – if you're in a dynasty league especially, I think he's going to be all right with his torn labrum. I don't even know if he necessarily needs surgery, but that's usually a pretty routine recovery, but he has a chance to be the number one receiver for Trevor Lawrence. Okay. In the short and in the long term, he is an incredible athlete. He led the SEC in touchdown catches this past season with 17. He led the nation in touchdown catches with 17 and hooking up with Trevor Lawrence. And they badly needed a wide receiver who could stretch the field, especially after the Titans came in and outbid them for Calvin Ridley. I mean, Brian Thomas, and they just cut Zay Jones today, saving $5 million against the cap. So Brian Thomas is already locked into a three-receiver set, and I think he's the most talented wide receiver on the Jaguars. So I feel really good about him right now.
Evan, I know you were also you're working on your draft grades for teams. Nick mentioned that when we brought you on just now. Give me, maybe a few teams got an A, whatever. You don't have to give away everything from the piece. We want people to check out the draft grades. One of the teams that got the best draft grade from you, one of the group of teams that got the best draft grade, was which team and why?
Well, the Eagles, I gave a really good draft grade. And I actually disagree. So I don't know if you guys saw it. There was like a rant by Nick Wright to where he was talking about why does Howie Roseman always get like good draft grades, because he drafts the players that are high on consensus draft boards, and that certainly helps him in the draft grading process. But he also, like, he has the ability to address needs right now and still build for the future. Like, he got, you know, the Eagles defense collapsed because they were so slow in the secondary last year. Darius Slay is now 33. James Bradbury is 31, and he looked on his last legs this year. They come out with Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell in the first two rounds, immediately just smacking down this major weakness on their defense. And they came out of this draft with an extra 2025 third round pick and an extra 2025 fourth round pick. So it's not just that, oh, they draft players that are higher, on the consensus draft board. He's crushing needs with really good prospects, and he's also building for the future. And no GM does that better than Howie Roseman. And he has had misses along the way, for sure. But the way his process is so clearly superior to the vast majority of the other GMs.
Yeah, I mean, like Nick Wright, like good friends with Danny Parkins, who has hosted You Better You Bet before. So we like Nick Wright. I mean, I think Nick is way off base with that take. Like, the reason why everyone loves Howie Roseman is because Howie Roseman's awesome and the Eagles are always really good. I think that's why. You Better You Bet here with Nick and Ken, talking the National Football League with our friend Evan Silva from Establish the Run on Twitter at Evan Silva. Evan, have to ask you about the Atlanta Falcons, and this can be less about the draft pick of Michael Penix and his projection moving forward. But look, we're a betting show. Penix probably isn't going to play next year. Cousins is probably going to be the quarterback for 17 games. Their win total's 9.5 juiced over. And we talked about this early yesterday on the show. I kind of think the Falcons are going to go under that this year with Kirk Cousins as the quarterback. So you can talk about the Penix pick if you want. But just do you kind of agree with me that the Falcons are not going to go 10-7 or better this season?
I mean, I haven't even gotten to that part yet. I will soon. I love that you're already on that. Of course you are. But, with Michael Penix, you were inviting a quarterback controversy. You risk pissing off, your $180 million quarterback. You are almost certainly going to burn the first 2 years of Michael Penix's rookie contract, which is one of the greatest advantages in all of sports is to have a quarterback on a rookie contract who's playing, okay? But Michael Penix almost certainly isn't even going to play for the first 2 years. Further in their draft, they traded up for Rook Ahoraho, the Clemson defensive tackle, and took him right ahead of Johnny Newton, who had a better projection. And if you look at the rest of their draft, they took a bunch of non-premium positions. They loaded up on non-premium positions. So the focus of their draft wound up being a multi-year backup quarterback and a bunch of non-premium positions. I would be furious if I was Kirk Cousins right now.
So I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Falcons did not get a very strong draft grade in the old draft grades piece based on that answer. In a minute here, Evan, give me another team where you were pretty displeased or really, really did not like what this team did in the draft aside from Atlanta.
Carolina Panthers. I mean, the NFC South really struggled in this draft. I think the Saints had an okay draft. The Bucs were decent. But the Panthers and the Falcons, I was really unimpressed. Xavier Leggett, they traded up to get him, and he was a fifth-year breakout who's old. He did nothing at South Carolina for 4 years and then breaks out. And that players of that history, that track record, do not tend to do well. He also profiles very similar to Jonathan Mingo. It's like they have a type at wide receiver, and it's not a very good type. And then Jonathan Brooks in the second round. I love Jonathan Brooks. I think he's going to be good in the pros. For a team this buried in the rankings and everything like that, to take a running back coming off a torn ACL that early in the draft, I don't think that made a whole lot of sense. I don't think the Panthers got better with this draft, and they needed to badly.
Evan, 10 seconds here to close. You're a Chicago guy. Bears going to be a really chic playoff pick this year amongst a lot of people. Win total is 8.5 with Caleb Williams as the quarterback. Roma Dunze is one of the top three receivers. Do the Bears finish above or below 500 this season? In 10 seconds, please.
And to be clear, I am not a Bears fan at all. but I would absolutely take the under, or I'm sorry, the over on 8.5.
Yeah, it just feels like that's going to be like a really interesting one coming up this summer amongst people. You know, like what's your stance on the Chicago Bears this season? Everyone should be following Evan on Twitter if you're not already, at Evan Silva. You should check out EstablishTheRun.com. I subscribe. The NFL and the NBA content is sensational. And the ETR NFL podcast. I'll have our buddy Field Yates on the show. Field is on with us. He'll be on with Evan coming up later in the week. I look forward to listening to that episode. Evan, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming on the show. We look forward to doing this again soon. Stay well, and we will catch up with you down the road.
To you guys.
Evan Silva joining us here on You Better You Bet. Maybe we should have asked Evan to come on before the draft. I don't know. You're watching on Stadium. You're watching on Stadium. If you want to check out the Power Hour, twitch.tv/BetQL, featuring all our bets coming up for tonight.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.